This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grawlix Saves the World time.
All right, the Grawlix saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed as has a kid. Hope the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed as has a kid. Hope the Grawlix saves the world. We're getting big. Our worries are mixed as has a kid. Hope the Grawlix saves the world.
Hello, welcome back to the Grawlix Saves the World.
Yes. Yes, yes.
I am Adam Catenholland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And if you're saying to yourself, it sure sounds like Ben is bleeding into everybody else's microphone.
Yes, sir. You're only feet away from me.
I am feet away from you.
Close enough to touch.
We're doing this in person.
We're back in person.
Good. You both look good. So good to see you guys on couches in the back of Buntport's costume.
Yes, thank
shop.
You.
Nothing gets Adam going on Rift City when I lean over and I give him a tap on the foot. I say, hey, good one.
You know what I love about Rift City is my fellow citizens. And we've been riffing in our own houses alone for so long that I don't get the energy of seeing my compatriot
Rift
City right there.
Well, the population density in Rift City is so high that we've been under quarantine restrictions.
Yeah. Similar to a Hong Kong or a very dense city.
It is a dense city. Yeah. Lots of wet markets.
Exactly. In Rift City. So we've been quarantining very severely in Rift City.
Even longer than usual.
But we're free, and it's good seeing you guys here.
And we have a great episode. We got a great challenge, and we have a special guest.
Well, we do, and I came to y'all with this challenge because I am about to go on tour for a couple weeks.
Brag.
No,
brag,
it's not brag, a big brag. Oh, yeah.
I'm bragging.
Brag. I'm going on tour with a punk band, with the band Off With Their Heads.
Brag.
Yeah,
brag,
that sounds fun, doesn't it? When Ryan reached out to me from the band, he said, hey, do you want to come on tour and do stand-up before Off With Their Heads? And
I was like, the most coveted comedy position of all
before the band. And I was like,
ambush comedy that you didn't know was happening.
And I was like,
club.
Is this a good idea? And he goes, I don't know. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on board then. I love the band and it'll be really
Ben's doing a kind of interesting solo self-help challenge. It's a year of bad choices.
Yeah.
And he's just saying yes to any bad choice that comes his way.
This is my year of,
fuck it.
My year of, fuck it.
Fuck it.
But I'm going on the road and I was thinking, everybody always talks about how are you going to eat on the road? And I worry about this now because of my guts.
Right.
You know, my guts.
And you have
off.
One of the strictest diets of anyone we know.
Oh, it's tearing up the sewers of Rift City.
Yeah, it is.
You can't put that much fibrous material into Rift City.
You know, the infrastructure of Rift City was
patched
together by people who have no idea what they're doing.
It can't handle feminine hygiene products or your shits.
Yeah.
Which are as dense.
My baguette-sized turds. And textured. I mean, my turds come out like a crunchy, crackly outside, nice soft inside.
You got a nice bakery down there.
Yeah. Anyway, so I figured, I know that we love to have guests, and one of my favorite people in the world, one of all of our favorite people, except Andrew. Andrew's not a fan. And we talked about this.
What?
Yeah, well, you said it, but he's here now. But is in town and a road dog. This guy gets out on the road. He gets out. And
he also loves driving.
Yeah, loves to drive. So I
good
thought,
clues. Let's see if people can guess. Guess right now in your car.
Guess right now
yourself.
In your car.
Kyle Busch.
You guessed
Kyle Busch, NASCAR driver. Kyle Busch.
Busch.
The M&M car. He likes
a comedian.
Snacks and drive.
We have comedians on this. Or Adam, you know this.
Oh, then yeah. I know who it is. There's only one guy I could possibly be.
No, joining us in the Buntport's creepy costume den, Troy Walker is here.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome,
and
Troy.
And if you don't know Troy, here. Troy is one of my favorite comics. He's so fucking funny. You're a genius.
Thank you.
You're very...
Where Foxworthy meets Dane Cook, Troy Walker is there.
I mean, I'll take the fuck out of that.
those are stadium acts.
Okay, come
those
on.
Are stadium acts.
I also don't want to be mean about this. I also wanted you to be on this because out of all of the dining on the road, you have perhaps the worst instincts of anyone.
You are the fast food king of comedy. Not in a fast food is good, but man,
let Troy, how do you feel about that?
We're not going to let him defend himself.
This is what I'm going to say about that is you say the worst instincts. Okay, but like, how do you define that though?
Okay,
because
well,
you
for starters,
eat.
You're holding a can right now of cotton candy flavored Bang energy drink.
Yeah, and right. It is approximately 10:15.
However,
in
Troy's defense, Andrew came with a dozen donuts from Lamar's Donuts yeah, this morning
for everyone, and we enjoyed the fuck out of them.
That's true.
And I would just point out, I am not enjoying this energy drink. This is not like a pleasant thing for me. This is because I am a comic and you guys wanted to record at 10 a.m. instead of 2.
I've been up since 5:45 with children.
Good Lord. Saying.
You went to bed around then, you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, I crashed at like 4.
I was deep REM at that point. I was having a weird dream.
And Andrew's getting up at about 6 a.m. Time to get the donuts. I gotta go get
Are you
my
kidding?
Remark.
I woke up with exactly enough time to almost be late. And still pick up donuts.
But no, but in all seriousness, you travel a lot. You are like every comic who goes out and does shows and you're out late. Even if you don't travel, you're forced to rely on fast food.
He likes fast food.
Yeah,
I remember
you enjoy a lot of fast food.
A lot of, well, yeah. It's
shitty
good.
Road food that you
It's good.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
No shame. This is a private space. No one is going
it's
to
good.
It. Troy, is it good, though?
Yes.
I don't think you've got that.
Yes. Across. It's good. What do you think? They have 1,000 stores across the country for no reason? Like, it's good.
That's very true.
You it's show rare. Me one fucking vegan chain that has like that many stores.
Troy and I were about to go pitch a show and we were going over our lines and he showed up one night with so many McDonald's bags. He just kept pulling stuff out and eating it. I've never seen someone luxuriate in the McDonald's menu
so much.
It would just be like, oh well, he just ate this double cheeseburger, I guess he's probably done. Nope. Oh, well, what's this, a chicken sandwich?
Like I'm like a raccoon magician. Like yeah, I'm just like a new thing.
Hold on, raccoon magician, is this the pitch you guys were doing?
Yeah,
because that's a fucking good show.
Mine.
That's a good show.
It makes trash disappear.
We should meet up.
Ben and I gotta go. I just had an idea by myself.
I've got, what do you, Adam, badger sorcerer, what do you think? A lot of people will say it's adjacent to what they're doing, but I don't think so. A badger is a
legs.
Totally different type.
It's got 4 furry legs.
Yeah. Anywho, you're not a big guy. You're not thick with 2 C's, I wouldn't say, or anything like that. But what is it, genetics, do you think? Do you think it?
Well, it's honestly, it's probably that I really mostly eat. If I'm eating fast food, it's probably because I'm on the road.
Right.
I don't really let myself have that much of it. But like I use the road as like a get out of jail free card to me. Like I'm like, well, it's I treat it like
yeah,
there's nothing else I could do.
I'll
time to go get a fucking like... McGriddle.
Arby's only on the road.
Yeah, when Arby's is a home food, it's pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's
that's
really
the problem.
Good,
it's like cigarettes. Like, you know, at first you're going out and you're only having Arby's on the road, but then are you only going on the road to
Arby's
have Arby's?
Arby's is way more delicious than cigarettes.
That's
dude.
Exactly why I quit cigarettes, because I was starting to tour more. I got 3 grandparents died of lung cancer, and I was like, I'll only smoke on the road. And then I was on the road much more, and I was like, cool, I'll only smoke when I drink. But then I was like, well, fuck it, I'll just smoke 10 a.m. Like, I don't, and I was like, this has got to stop because of that road indulgence.
Used to be so cool.
Yeah.
I know. God, I was a bad boy.
You were a bad boy. When you smoked, you looked cool.
I know.
So
I still feel that way.
Just for my own curiosity, what's your favorite fast food place coast to coast, Troy?
Ooh. You know, it's more of a what mood am I in kind of thing. You know,
oh,
sometimes
God.
I'll be like, I could go for some Popeyes. I could go for some Arby's.
Your little shoulder shimmy.
Yeah, this is kind of just like feeling a little flirty.
Yeah, the voice came with the dance.
Yeah, like I literally will like be like,
he's almost between the two cushions on the couch now. He's wiggled himself in there.
Maybe I'm feeling exotic. Maybe there's a Tokyo Joe's around.
Ooh, that's exotic.
Tokyo Joe's, I could say that. That's pretty healthy. Yeah.
I like Tokyo Joe's.
Tokyo Joe's is fantastic.
One time I was coming back to Denver from LA and a guy who was like, oh, I lived in Denver. We were talking randomly and I was like, yeah, I'm going home soon. And he's like, are you going to eat at Tokyo Joe's? I was like, what are you fucking talking about? That's your Denver
fucking feeding.
Oh, I wish I go to Denver for Tokyo Joe's.
Tokyo Joe's is a fast casual place if you're not familiar with it, where you can like build your own bowl. You can get like brown rice and vegetables and like a
salmon but
and
also
stuff.
Can get incredibly unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, you can get
the
junk
sauces
there,
and
too,
shit
yeah.
like that.
So. Yeah, like the sauces have like a lot of sugar in them, but I think on average it's pretty, it's not bad.
Probably not, no.
Wait, I gotta say, listen, I realize we're all very comfortable back in Rift City, but what the fuck is this challenge about, Ben?
Well, yeah. And that's a good question, and I got lost.
Challenge is we go to Arby's right now. Get in my car. Pussies, we're going to Arby's.
I'll fucking go to Arby's.
No,
I love it. It's
I know. The challenge is just to make Ben
so
uncomfortable.
Troy, you're on the road. So yeah.
Troy's got two homes. Okay. He's in one of his homes.
Quick question though. Do like places like Applebee's count?
Yes. So what is the challenge?
I just honestly wanted to have you guys over to talk food because I don't eat a ton and I just hearing you guys.
This is like vicarious porn for you.
Look at how tired I look. No, what I was thinking is we should take a quick break and over the break, we craft just write down what our meal plan would be.
For life on the road.
For life on the road. A breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. We come with that.
Is the goal to eat healthy or is the goal to write like what we actually do?
What you actually do, and then we examine the habits and we talk about them. Okay. And we look at what that looks like. Troy's, I can see all of the whites of your eyes here because you are like, oh, no.
It's just I have a whole hierarchy I go through.
I love it. You have to go for your best day.
Okay.
And you have to think it through, like what your ideal day is.
Okay.
Money is no object.
Yeah, we're all A-list acts in this scenario, okay? We're like big dog comics.
You don't have to stick to the dollar menu. Roam around a little. Dip your fingers in the other pies.
I'm going to tell you right now, mine's going to be like I'm an executive truck driver.
Hell yeah.
What is an executive? Does that mean you have to wear a suit, even though you're driving the truck?
It's like you ever see like Dress to Kill? It's like executive. It's just like a fancier thing.
So not so much what your cargo is, but how you choose.
Yeah, like
carry.
A bougie, like a truck driver.
Dress like
that,
Eddie Izzard?
Like, you know, drinks his thermos with a pinky up.
A bougie truck driver. Right?
Oh my God.
I bet you do really well on the road as a
Eddie the Lizard Izzard long haul truck driver.
I like this challenge, but I encourage you, Ben, to live a little bit.
Yeah.
The joy that you'll get out of one of these meals. Don't just be fucking
deserve it. Yeah. Ben, have a little processed
have a little
white
fun
flour.
With your meal on one of these options. But I mean, do whatever you want. I'm just encouraging
no,
you.
No, I'm gonna write as if how I eat when I'm out and about.
Okay.
I am going to do that. Okay. I'm gonna tell you how I get there because you're gonna be like, how do you do that? But I'll tell you what I do. And
how you eat, you mean disgustingly without closing your mouth and spilling food all over the table.
Yeah,
it's a cookie monster. It's not even going into a hole. Jesus.
There is a lot of debris. I do
a lot of waste with Cookie Monster.
Debris.
You're right about that.
There are particulates when I eat.
I love this challenge. We'll get to the break. We'll write down our meals.
Yep.
We'll
and when
back.
We come back, we're going to talk about what our day's food intake would be like if we were on the road in an ideal situation, Troy. The planet has serveth you up. You hit the ultimate rest stops.
All right.
Great.
Let's take a break. Let's cobble together our meals. We'll listen to some stand-up. I bet we could hear some delicious stand-up by Troy Walker here.
Mm.
And we'll be back right after this break.
Stay tuned.
I'm not very good at the whole like dating thing. Pretty terrible about it, you know? My friends complain a lot about their dating lives because they're all in the apps and the apps are a nightmare. But I think they only complain so much because they don't realize how horrible dating has literally always been. Like it used to be in the 1950s when a man and a woman would go to a restaurant, the tradition was that the man would just order for her. Like, she didn't get to look at the menu. She just had to, like, sit there patiently wearing, like, 20 pounds of satin. Just, like, hoping against hope that this idiot would pick something she wasn't allergic to. And that's crazy. That's a crazy way to do things. But it's also too much power. And I would never want that much power. Because power corrupts. And I would abuse it. There's a lot of shit she'd be trying. Like, you know those restaurants where they'll sell you a gigantic meal that no human being should ever actually finish? But if you do finish it in a certain amount of time, you get it for free? I've always wanted to see somebody do that, you know? But she would be doing it. Be all 1950s, got a suit on, got my hair slicked back, look like one of the Temptations or whatever, right? The waiter walks in, sir, what would you like? Oh, I'll have the salmon, and the lady will be taking Uncle Porker's Rib Challenge. The apocalypse, that's correct.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shout-outs, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
And we're back.
Yes,
holy
we are.
Holy shit. And through the magic of podcasting. It's 10 minutes later.
10 minutes later.
15 minutes
later. Rift City time.
Yeah, it is.
We were talking over the break, how is this possibly good for the world? And I do want to double down on that and just let our listeners know what we're doing is examining our eating habits on the road when it's hard to eat how you would normally eat. And I think there's a benefit to doing that. Just think, do I change it? Do I like it? Whatever. There's
yeah,
never any
I also
harm
think
in looking
there's just
at your
a habits. Yeah, I also think there's just a benefit to being okay for all of us to start destigmatizing what we eat. You don't have to be mean and insult people, although we probably will just for fun.
A little bit.
But I think it's okay to talk about food and the things we put into our body and whatnot.
God, we're such a brave podcast.
Yeah, well, this is brave.
Somebody's got to do these challenges.
Yeah. We were saying we're going to go around the room.
I also want to prove that you can, because there's a misnomer that you can't eat healthy.
Misconception, but let's keep with it.
Misconception. I wanted to say misnomer.
You're just going to tell us about how you're like grazing the grass out of a median.
Yeah, this dude definitely eats raw almonds that he gets from a truck stop.
In the middle of Indiana.
Yes. What I was saying is there's a myth.
A mythnomer. It's actually a mythnomer.
But that's because of my lift.
Yeah. But it actually works because it's an incorrect myth.
There's a myth that you can't eat healthy when you're out and about and like traveling. And that is not true. So I'm all hoping right. that.
Well, I'm going to continue living my life like that.
And I'm with you on that front because I like to try to eat healthy as much as I can.
But you already said, though, that you try to do it for part of the day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
then daddy
so
gets
So let's
wild.
Get into this. Let's start with breakfast. Let's go around breakfast on the
okay,
road.
So
I'll start.
You want to start, Andrew?
I'll start, sure.
Okay.
Just to pull anchor. So what I will usually do, breakfast on the road is tough because I'm not really a fan of any place's breakfast menu. But my favorite one, when on the road and the most reliable, would be Burger King's egg and cheese croissant, which is, I have two of them. I get an orange juice and I get a coffee.
Okay, egg and cheese
croissant witches.
Croissant witches.
I'm pretty sure they use whole wheat in this croissant.
So that's great. Then that's basically like a vitamin shot.
They're reliable. I get them without any meat. I generally don't want to.
And then what else you said? You get
OJ.
An OJ. Yeah.
Which you know it's BK. It's the most organically, no sugar added, delicious.
I think it's
juice.
Minute Maid, right?
Oh, no, it's. It is like pure orange juice, whatever it is.
It's Tropicana, something, I think, is what they do. Like the little mini Tropicana orange juice, like the 8-ouncer, right?
Something like that, yeah. Anyway, so that's my breakfast.
And you have cream and sugar in that, Andrew?
I don't. I take it black.
Oh,
Ben is using, if it sounds like Ben is furiously tabulating something, it's because he's using an app to just, you could do this in your car while you're going through the drive-thru and then hit reverse and then back out of the drive-thru.
Okay, that's a good breakfast.
Okay.
You think that's a good breakfast?
I think that's Andrew's breakfast.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's healthy.
What's a croissant which consist of?
Well, why don't you guess?
No, right, I mean, what's the difference between an egg and cheese croissant and an egg and cheese croissantwich?
Because it's a sandwich. It's it's like a croissant that's been cut in half and it is made into a sandwich.
What makes it a sandwich, though? A croissant is cut
There's
in
egg
half.
And cheese in the middle of it.
Yeah, but why do they
it's
call it
a croissant?
It's an egg and
cheese croissantwich. It's a sandwich made out of a croissant.
This is a why window into like a Burger King board meeting 45 years ago.
Totally. So what's the difference? It's a croissant. It's a sandwich made out of a croissant with egg and cheese inside. I think it's perfectly named.
I think I understand what it is as well. I'm not threatened by the title.
Okay. I just think it's silly, but I don't think it needed the croissantwich.
Was it a misnomer? Is it misnomer?
That would assume, then you would think the egg and cheese is baked into the croissant.
Yeah, there's no marketing in
that. When you have a chocolate croissant, it's baked into the
Just shut up. You all suck. I don't like this.
Just write down his answer so you can judge him after the fucking thing.
All right.
Okay.
Adam. Let's go, Adam.
Adam.
Now, as Ben pointed out, I like to try to eat healthy during the day so I can live for those comedy nights.
Ooh, yeah.
Because there's no meal that tastes as good as 3 to 4 sweet IPAs.
Yeah, I was going to say, Adam likes to drink his Burger King breakfast.
I take my cows in the evening post-show in the form of a hazy IPA.
A commercial where Adam says, I take my cows in the evening.
So I try to eat healthy during the day, and I try to work out every day as well.
I love the visual of him in a smoking jacket by
I
a fire with a
evening.
Glass of calories on the rocks.
One of his, like absolute pond water looking IPAs.
So, to that end,
pond water.
To that end, every morning I on the road, it's very easy. I try to find a local coffee shop, but if you can't, a Starbucks.
Now, here we go.
I just get a coffee and like a granola yogurt cup thing.
Okay. Right. So, like a granola yogurt parfait. Kind
totally.
Of thing. Do you have a black coffee?
No, I do not. I have a coffee with steamed oat milk.
Okay, well, that's an asshole.
Yeah.
God, I don't.
If they can't steam it, I'll just take it unsteamed.
And then what was the food?
Like a Cretan. But I like the froth that comes up. It's not a full ole. It's like a half ole.
I wish you could have come with me to the Starbucks in Richfield, Utah when I was there.
Oh, they did not enjoy my order at the Starbucks in Van Nuys that all the Uber and Lyft drivers hung out at either.
So a yogurt parfait, a nice cup of coffee with some fucking steamed oatmeal.
Yeah, Ben, a healthier alternative.
An asshole. Okay.
You're the champion of healthy eating.
No,
but my
I'm not.
Steamed oat milk
no, I'm not.
It's a step too far.
Steamed oat milk. You're an asshole.
I should have the higher caloric whole milk.
I'm telling you, it has nothing to do with the
milk. No, you're a health guru and champion.
No, I'm saying it has nothing to do with
the milk. No one likes to hear it, and no one likes to say it.
You know who doesn't mind hearing it? A barista, because it's a very common order.
It's a cursed sentence.
It's a very common order.
It's not even the oat milk. I'm just calling you an asshole. I forgot to tell you that earlier.
I propose we go back to Zoom and no longer hang out together.
It does sound right, like Ben, it's what James Bond would order if he was going to go get on a bike after.
So cool as hell. So cool as hell. Wow. Okay. Literal international sex symbol.
Troy.
Let's save Troy for last because he's a guest.
Oh. Well, for myself, if I were to, I will stop at like a gas station, a travel center. I'll get a banana.
You get some 87.
Fill her up.
First of all, I was not fond of your sound effect. I'm not kidding. I don't think that was necessary, but that's fine.
All right. You ask for a banana like an asshole.
I'll get a banana.
And the gas station attendant's like, I thought these were plastic. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone buy bananas off this fucking counter.
I will get a banana with steamed oat milk on top. No, I have a banana. I get a banana. I'll get a few of those hard-boiled eggs that are in the individual packages.
Nothing better.
Shut up. Fuck you.
Gas station hard-boiled egg.
And then I will usually get some
Can't you just ask someone to fart in a bag and like huff it into your face? said, Jesus Christ, I'm never getting going on the road with Ben.
Ben just rips ass to the next city.
Hi, I said it was healthy. I didn't say it wasn't. It wasn't.
Yeah, what about the person that has to clean that rental car, Ben?
Hard-boiled eggs and a banana.
Yeah, and then I will usually get some sort of, like one of those antioxidant trail mixes, you know, like a little thing of the antioxidant trail mix and a water.
So just one standard issue gulag breakfast.
Like a fucking monk. And then he just flagellates himself on the back all the way out the door.
Jesus Christ. Now to go mine these turnips from this harsh Siberian earth.
I just picture every gas station attendant watching Ben walk out to his car like,
what's this guy's angle?
That's just about the saddest thing I ever saw.
Here comes in this tatted badass.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. All right. Troy, okay, you go, Troy, so we can all feel better about ourselves.
Well, you know, 90% of the time, like a real comic, I'm asleep until 1. So I'm not
breakfast
having
isn't even on the menu.
Yeah.
Breakfast. Places. What the fuck is
great.
That? What?
This is fucking
but
perfect.
On the off chance that I've been on a red eye, and so now I've been asleep all on the plane, and now I'm up in the morning.
Yep.
Ideally, there's a Waffle House.
Okay, yes.
Oh. And if there's a Waffle House, then I'm going to go get a waffle, and then I'm going to get hash browns with sausage gravy. Wow. And an orange juice.
Okay.
Wow. No eggs? You don't drink coffee. We already discussed
that. No, yeah. I don't
just
like
a
it.
Regular 7-incher waffle?
I think that's all they have.
Yeah, I mean.
No, they have all kinds of different waffles. It's a Waffle House. They don't just have.
No,
a
they
waffle.
Have like.
I don't.
They actually.
Can I get the waffle?
Waffle Temple, if you ask me.
They've got like two kinds of waffles. It's not like a whole thing.
The Waffle House, and then you said hash browns with
the sausage gravy on them.
Okay, and
that sounds fucking delicious.
That does
fucking
sound
real good.
Yeah,
I mean, it does sound really good. And
Waffle House is gross, but it's good when you're there.
It's
a magic.
So good.
It's like a magic portal.
Now, when you're doing this, you just have like a large orange juice.
I mean, they don't have all
like
these options.
A prosecutor
you just
leading a witness.
Yeah, it's the fucking
now,
Waffle House. You just go, can I get an orange
your
juice?
Mindset when on July 13th, you entered into the Lafayette Waffle House.
Of course, they'd probably have a cinnamon roll there, right?
I don't.
And you were alone.
I don't think so.
You're absolutely sure you were alone.
Okay, so far I've been logging in calories.
Sure.
And this obviously, the tough part is this doesn't count macros, so it's not telling you what your protein intake is versus carbs and sugar and sodium and things like that. So that's the problem
fucking
with this.
Macros.
I don't even know.
What
yeah. But got, what? Got it.
So
pure calories.
Just pure calories, which is not. And also,
which I'm burning
I don't know
my eyes
going
on the road. They're moving left, right, left, right.
Okay. Every one a calorie burnt.
So far with the lowest calorie intake, and honestly, I don't know that that's a good thing, would be Adam. Adam
not
is
you?
It? No.
Oh, yeah,
you're at 390
those bananas,
calories.
You got a lot of calories.
Don't worry,
in a banana.
It's coming back around 10:30 when that second show finishes.
Yeah, 390 calories, which is okay. That's good, but you are sitting, so it's not really that big a deal. But we're counting that the average person, the average 40-year-old male with a relatively sedentary day, should only take in about 2,000 to 2,200 calories. So you're at 390. Next up would be myself, 435 calories. So just a little above yours. And then next, Andrew, 772 calories.
Okay.
And I know you're a snacker. So you got to include some of your snacks that you also picked up at that gas station. So we should talk about that. Unfortunately, Troy, don't. Yes.
Well, I was just going to say, remember, most of the time I don't eat breakfast. So
okay.
Theoretically, I would be winning because I would have zero calories.
Okay. Troy, yeah, this is the red eye exemption.
Challenge, Troy's
winning.
Still in bed.
But what on a red eye night, what's Troy putting in?
Right now, 1,010 calories.
Okay.
So he's eating. Right.
He's halfway
half
there.
Days. Yeah, he's halfway through the
suggested
day.
Calories.
Okay, yeah. But I'm also 35.
Okay.
Yeah, you got, we got years on you. We got years on you.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's move on to lunch. This is working out exactly as we had talked about so far, because it's all over the board right now.
Yeah, anybody's game.
All right, lunchtime.
It's anybody's game, yep. Andrew, you're up for lunch. What lunch are we doing? Time. What's lunch look like for the old fucking gizzard wizard? Come on now. I don't even know what that is. Rift City is confusing.
It's a hard place
today.
To live.
But lost. It's free. I'm yes handing. Yeah. Gizzard wizard, what do you eat for lunch?
That sounds like I love turkey. Yeah. I don't love it that much. Lunch, the gloves are off. I'll eat whatever I want.
Before. Good. Yeah. Good to know.
Well, Burger King, you don't want to touch that handle with your hand.
He does wear gloves when he goes into Burger King.
For sure.
So,
like an assassin, like this is their post-kill indulgence.
I just killed the prime minister of Burma, and now
time for
I'm going to have a couple
sandwiches.
So we're saying coast to coast, I have access to any fast food place.
Yep.
If I see a Freddy's, I'm going through... Freddy's.
What is Freddy's again? Is that Wisconsin? Is it the? Or is
it's,
that,
no,
I think
it's
I'm
from
Culver's.
Texas.
I'm thinking of Culver's.
Culver's is yeah, I think based in Wisconsin, but they're both all over now. But Freddy's, very good, cheeseburgers and stuff. So I'll go there. I'll get a double cheeseburger. I'll get a fries. You know, I'll get a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. I like you on the road.
Yeah. You like him?
Yeah, he's fun, man. Dr. Pepper, what a nice midday treat.
So that's my lunch. I just go, and every time I'm like, man, I'm going to feel like such absolute shit in 2 to 3 hours, but I do it. I do it anyway.
I love it.
That's great, Andrew. Lots of good choices were made there, and you know, congratulations. I feel like I'm holding cards.
I feel like you're in
care.
The passenger seat of my car. Just I hope you feel good about yourself right now. Jesus Christ.
All right, Adam.
I'm still in health mode at lunch. Still in health
okay,
mode at lunch.
Yeah.
So I try to find, and you always
local
can find.
Local cafe.
Panera. I find a Panera.
Okay. Yeah.
And you can gin.
Oh, I can give you my mom's number if you ever need help.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Overdahl. It's Adam again. I'm in Iowa.
Yeah.
Panera has a litany of salads.
Yep.
They usually have one. It's like mandarin orange chicken chop something or other.
Yep.
That's a go-to for me. It's the Asian chicken salad,
It's
right?
the Asian chicken salad.
Okay,
yep.
Cool.
And you don't get anything else with that? You just go in, bust out a chicken salad, wow them with... You sell a few of your albums while you're there,
Well, I'm
too.
Usually signing autographs. I'm so busy, I only have time to eat one,
They're
one
like,
thing.
Oh my God, it's the mandarin.
Stop it. It's not even fun.
No, it's not.
It
my riffs are off today.
Big time.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is. I think it's that I'm disgusted by you guys. And I can't.
That must be it.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You're
just up on your high horse.
Yeah.
Fucking
I'm surprised
piled,
you can even see
piled
us from
with
up there.
Hard boiled eggs, your high horse. At
okay.
least my burger's
it's
new.
Judgmental Ben.
Yeah. Do you all remember Judgmental Ben? It was the story of a little boy.
All right, Ben, lunchtime.
Lunchtime.
Which gas station are we at?
No, believe it or not, almost every town you run into has a fucking grocery store, you asshole. Which is the funniest fucking part when people are like, you can't eat healthy on the road. Yeah, there's not a grocery store in any goddamn city or town around. So
right,
I'll stop at a grocery
right.
store. Usually, most
He's
grocery
such a
stores.
Man of the people, isn't
so
he?
Cool.
Shaking hands with a deli kid.
Yeah, I also bring like a Sterno stove in the passenger seat of my car.
Yeah, that's right.
And a fucking saucepan.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a can opener.
Yeah, because I'm making up a pad thai on the road, you fucking asshole. No, I'll go in. Most grocery stores will have a pre-made food section. I will get a garden salad, something like that from the deli case, like the garden. And then I will go and I will get like a can of tuna fish. You know, I'll eat some of that. Why are you looking at me like that, Andrew? You have this
the
look
only way
how do you how do you open the can?
Is that you have a vice that you're like a serial killer? That's the only way this sense.
No, you can get the pouched ones.
Oh, right.
The
right.
tuna fish that's in
there. Yeah. They also have pop tap tuna fish.
Okay, got it. Sorry, my bad.
So, it checks out.
But like,
I smell a lie.
I usually do the pouch one because Safe Flight, it's like they test every batch for mercury and everything okay. like that. And right. Then I get that. And then I will usually get a fruit bowl of some sort. Just because I like...
Are you trying to make Cheer Squad or what's going on?
Troy's looking so... It's now judgmental, Troy. He's on top of the hill staring down at you in pity.
I'm just like, man.
Cheer practice. Cheer Squad, fine. Yeah, I guess I am. I'm sorry. I'm going to be up on
top. We're all out in the car finishing up our Arby's waiting for Ben to get out of a fucking Vons he's been in for 27 minutes.
All right, is that your lunch, Ben?
That's my lunch. That's generally what I will have.
Okay, got it.
And that's usually something like that.
I call that meal the sad librarian.
Thank you, guys. I'm glad we could do this challenge.
It was yours, so thanks for bringing it to us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Dickface. Troy, you're up.
Well, once again, most of the time, I'm still not out of bed. I wish I was kidding, but usually what I do when I get to like a hotel, I put the like air conditioning down to like 60, and then I just stay in bed until like I have to go do the shows most of the time.
Okay. Troy, are you okay?
But if I do, I just like it. I sleep really, really good.
No, when, sleeping in the
when
cold,
it's super
is the best.
Cold. So
not,
like,
not your
it's
AC.
Dark. It's like a cave. Or
yeah,
a cave.
I keep it.
Suck
I do,
at
I keep
energy
the, like,
grid of this town yeah. I don't live in.
I keep the blackout curtains. I keep those closed and like just stay in there and like a little.
I just
my
love
little.
That their power plan is like better order another car of coal tonight. Troy Walker's down at the Ha Ha. Yeah.
Troy Walker's doing the local college, but if I do go and go get something, Chipotle is a good option.
Okay,
and I would get like a steak fajita bowl.
Okay,
just with like rice, veggies, and like no beans, and then like some cheese and lettuce and salsa.
Okay, yep.
It's the way to go.
Yeah,
all right.
That's you know.
What about chips? Drink?
No. I might do water.
Wow. Okay. Surprise choice by you.
I might do water.
Did not see that coming.
I might do water. I might do like a Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It just depends on how I'm feeling at the time.
Exactly.
No shoulder wiggle on that one.
You're not like all that excited about it, which is the part I'm noticing this too, Andrew. That
dip in enthusiasm by Troy.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It's just a boring choice.
It is.
That's the thing about it. It's not like that.
Yeah, not
like,
every meal can be sexy.
It's hard to get excited about Chipotle.
There are like things that are like, you know, like you're jumping the Royal Gorge on a motorcycle, and then like there's Chipotle.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, so lunch so far, everybody, with the exception of one person, really lowered their caloric intake. So Adam still holding strong.
Yes.
420.
I mean, he's going to put
calories.
4K in him at night.
Pow, 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 pow.
he's got a special
Adam
gas
coming
tank.
In with 420 calories on lunch. Next
that brings
in line,
up to what about 700?
He puts him right now. He is at 810 for the day.
Okay,
great.
Yeah. Wow. I am at right now. I had 506
for the
calories.
Day.
Nope, for the day I have 941.
Okay.
Troy came in third, 780 calories. You right now are at 1,790 calories.
And 2,000 daily is recommended or 2,500?
Yes, so you're going to have to eat very light for your...
Yeah, you got 300 to work with.
Andrew just gave up on himself.
Did he?
Yeah, Andrew said, tomorrow's not coming.
Yeah, tomorrow's
not
never
assured.
Coming. Tomorrow's never coming for Andrew Overdahl.
And let's live.
That's
like,
not how you drive across this country?
Yeah. Andrew had 1,368 calories.
At lunch. Wow.
So Andrew right now.
Yeah, I'm a snake. Sorry.
Andrew is roughly around 2,130.
Wow. Okay.
I'm an athlete. Zoom.
You've seen his high energy act, though.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I mean, I'm burning them off.
With the, what with the flips and whatnot.
Yeah, and what with his head turning. It's the fact
eye
that
darting.
He, yeah, the eye darting. He really alluded to that.
Okay, that's great and sad.
Okay.
What's my oh, yeah, I'm already up over 21.
Yeah, 21:30. Right.
But now it's time for Andrew's dinner choice.
So, yeah, so Andrew,
I like to have a big bowl of air.
Dinner bell's right. Ringing. What's cooking on the stove tonight?
I try to have like one decent meal on the road. I can't. Don't look at me that way.
Yeah, sure. No. Decent. I think you meant descent.
One descent meal. As
All right.
My like quote unquote healthy choice by my standards, which now don't seem that healthy. I'd go to Chipotle. I'd get a sofritas bowl with brown rice and black beans, no cheese, no nothing on it. Just
seen him do it on set. We'd dip off and we'd go have our healthy Chipotle bowls.
Just the tofu, brown rice, black beans. I'm sure it's packed with sodium. And I eat it with chips. Sue me.
True. You were right there.
It's the sue me thing. There will be litigation. So
and then I'll probably, they have those new lemonades. You know what I do?
Jesus.
I fill up half the cup with just soda water. Then you put a little lemonade on it. You make like a nice lemonade soda.
That's just a good move.
So that's what, like a 8 ounce probably?
Sure. He really is just like a piece of shit prosecutor.
No, it's fine. Everything's fine, Andrew. And I think what you're doing is great.
Ben is one of the best caloric slip and fall attorneys in the United States. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Andrew's done in both in the conversation and likely physically. Andrew, great job. Great job.
Hey, we can't all find an old mill to eat at for dinner, Ben. Whatever the fuck you're going to say.
Okay.
Most cities have rivers. You drift down one. You find a crayfish and algae on the bottom of a rock.
You suck. It's always crayfish, then suck the algae. All right, Adam. You go, you fucking asshole. And remind me that I've already input 9 IPAs. Okay. So.
Well, truthfully, what I do, if you're at a club and you have time to be around, I find the best restaurant around the place. Like I Yelp, Andrew and I are foodies. We like trade tips and I find the coolest restaurant, best food around. And I go there and I indulge. I'll definitely get an appetizer. I'll definitely get a main course. I don't think about calories at all. I just
so a ground round.
Yes. But for the sake of the pod, I'll talk about when I don't have those choices. I'll go to Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's is a fave.
Okay.
Even though the guy who owns it's a piece of shit, I know.
Hey,
I feel bad.
And I got a free plug for Jimmy John's. I ate there the other day, and I opened up my sandwich to put mustard on it, and they had picked mold spots out of the cheese. You could see the discolored rings on it, and the edge of the cheese was all hard and gross. It's disgusting. I put a picture of it up on Google reviews
fuck
if
Jimmy
anybody
John's.
Wants to see it.
What are you having at Jimmy John's?
Promoted content.
I get a beach club san. A beach club san.
Okay. Yeah.
And I will get chips with that.
What kind of chips do you like?
I forget their flavors, but I think I just go for the standard. They got
go,
a really nice
crunch.
You don't
crunch. Go for the unwich. You go for just the beach club.
The beach club san. They have a nice sort of paste guacamole on there that I enjoy. And then I get their chips, just like the regular style chips. And I used to, when I was a bad boy, just get like a Dr. Pepper or a Coke, but I've cut out soda completely. I'll just get a water.
You get barbecue chips?
I do not, Ben.
He already said he got plain chips.
I get just the fucking regular chips.
Your Honor.
It's more about the crunch
than
anything.
Leading the witness.
I'll throw those chips in the sand.
Yeah.
What else do you get? What'd you say for a bad boy, for a drink, bad boy?
I don't do the drink anymore. You're not listening to me.
Okay, sure. But what'd you do before?
So Ben looks
like
some kind of
fucking... I like a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, you like a Dr. Pepper?
Yes, I do.
He looks like some sort of IRS investigator over here. He's got his phone out. He's plugging in the nutrition facts.
It's probably a 22 ouncer, huh?
Ben, stop. Do I sound like Andrew? Yeah. I get the smallest soda they
have. I don't give a 22 ouncer. Do I sound like Andrew? I told you.
Okay.
I get a medium half soda water.
medium.
And I told you I no longer do that, and I'm ashamed of it. But hey, have your fun.
All right, time for Ben's dinner. Everybody, we got to stop. We're making one extra stop on this road trip for Ben's dinner.
I hope the dudes from Off With Their Heads are not listening to this.
Now, every hotel has pillows. You cut one open. What's it full of? Stuffing.
Monasteries are generally on the outside of town, but they are very welcoming.
I will like Andrew, and I'm just going to put the basic one. I don't know that I'll get the same thing, but I will stop at a Chipotle. Chipotle is, you know, as far as fast food goes, is probably the healthiest.
It's our Venn diagram. All of us got Chipotle.
Yeah, and you usually it's pretty good. The quality is good, so I'll usually. As well, I'll have a Sofritas bowl. And I bring protein bars with me. So I will usually have, at some point throughout the day, a
Quit
no-cow
bragging.
Protein
just,
bar
we
or
get
a
it.
Vega protein
just crunching
bar.
Them up and sprinkle them in your Sofritas bowl.
No, yeah.
Like,
well,
what the fuck's going
on
over there?
On the flavor. But anyway.
Dinner time, Troy.
Dinner's okay. Up, Troy.
I do want to point out.
You say you're sleeping
so,
again.
This would
damn.
Only be your second meal. You would only usually right. eat two meals a day.
Maybe. It probably would be more like, probably most of the time it would be dinner. But there's actually two road scenarios here. Like, this is like the ideal scenario where you've had, where your shows are not in the way of like what you can have during the day. So I would propose an additional lightning round Ooh. Of what you eat after you've done two shows where you weren't able to have, like, where you've done.
I love that.
And now
that's
you have
a
to do
lightning round because that gets late a lot night. Worse.
Yeah.
For myself,
yeah,
especially.
Yeah. Late night, like, the only shit open is like
that.
Horrible shit
love that.
At midnight.
Okay, we'll do that.
But if that's not the case, ideally for me is Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Yes.
Texas Roadhouse.
Yes.
It's a and chain. I've
fucking,
never been there. Where do you get a Texas
fucking
Roadhouse?
Fantastic, dude. I swear, dude, it is so
I love
good.
This so much, Troy. Yes,
right, what are you getting at the
so
Texas?
I want you to feel comfortable to eat here, please.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay, but I also want to say that can we all go to Texas Roadhouse at some point?
I mean, yeah. I go to Texas Roadhouse.
Andrew said he's never been. Have you been?
No, never.
No,
no,
Ben's
no.
not going.
Okay, we have
I'll
to go. We have to go to Texas
I just
Roadhouse.
Watch.
It's so much better than you
I
could possibly
like
imagine.
I'm a reluctant. I'm your reluctant neighbor. You've invited to a swingers club. I just want to watch.
It's can we dress up of, though with like 10-gallon hats and really put on a whole?
Is it where the Texas Democratic senators are hiding right now? Is it the Texas Roadhouse?
I mean, if they are, like, they're doing pretty.
Can
good.
We dress like we're in Roadhouse, though, the movie?
Hell yeah, dude.
I mean, aren't you
kicks?
Kind of always
yeah.
dressed
like yeah, you are.
Dunk. Dunk.
What do you want?
So if I go to Texas Roadhouse, so they have, so I'm going to start off with just like the bread they give you, which is really good rolls with cinnamon butter. Oh, and man. Then I'm going to get a 20-ounce bone-in ribeye, medium rare. With sweet corn on the side and chili on the side.
Bone-in ribeye.
Yeah. Perform after this meal?
Well,
yeah,
maybe. Ideally, no.
Hibernate.
Yeah. Ideally, this is like post-show. This is post-show.
And if you do a lot of colleges, that's a reasonable time. You could go
yeah.
there.
You said a 20-ounce bone-in ribeye.
20-ounce bone-in
ribeye.
And
then what's the side?
And then I would get like sweet corn and chili.
You know what? I'm not even going to put the corn on there. Who cares? We'll give you that as a free and the Texas Roadhouse chili, huh? And now is it a cup or a bowl? Or?
Oh, it's like a little cup.
Yeah.
But it's very good. Everything there is so good.
I would 100% go to Texas
Roadhouse. Dude, we should.
I'd love to.
Wow, Ben's
ben
looking at his phone
episodes,
like he just got some kind of terminal news.
Ben had a ball at the Black Eyed Pea culinarily.
Also very
He'll enjoy
good.
Himself at Texas Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm. Black Eyed Pea, also very good.
Pea is the place.
But Texas Roadhouse to me is maybe the best chain that people don't expect to be good.
Yeah.
Like there it is
I've
there is nothing
the
there
many...
that is not really delicious.
I've driven by them many a time. All right. Well, Ben is
All right, so
showing
so,
off the results.
Reveal the numbers.
All
and
right,
then let's go.
Time.
Well,
lightning round.
I don't think there's a ton of shockers in this one. I'm gonna go. But you all, I want to say, you all, the three of you, put up good numbers. You all went over the century mark, which I'm happy.
In that single meal.
Oh, the millennial mark. Yeah, the millennium mark.
Okay.
So you were in a single meal. Coming in last place, lowest caloric intake would be myself.
Okay.
I 570. If I do have like a protein bar or something, that's an extra 220. So probably 790 calories. But I usually eat that bar sometime in the day. So I'm just adding it on there. Next up would be Adam, 1150 calories
in a single meal.
Yeah.
Hell
in
yeah.
a single meal. Respect. I'll tell you your respect. Yeah. I'll tell you your totals at the end. Andrew next up, 1200 calories.
Really? Just
yeah.
in the one. So it's just tofu.
No, it was the chips.
Rice.
It was Beans. The chips.
Oh, Andrew, damn. I told you
455 calories in that, just
what?
Those, that bag of chips, which is crazy. Troy, I don't think anybody's shocked about this. And I'm not including the corn. Corn is extremely high in calories anyway. So I would say you are at 1,627 calories. I would say add a 300 or 400 on top of that for that corn thing that you were talking about easily. You're probably up over 2 G's with that meal. It's the 20-ounce ribeye. The best part, though, that I was trying to show Ron is the almost 160 grams of protein that you ingested within that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Putting your kidneys working overtime. Also, the 120 grams of fat. That's mm-hmm. that's probably almost three times your recommended daily fat.
I'm sorry. Are muscles built with lettuce?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Actually, they are. Funny little fact. They are. Because
we don't have time. We don't have time.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
A lot of high school football teams at the fucking.
Oh, yeah. Because the largest animals on the planet are all meat eaters. They're not. They're all herbivores. Oh. The meat you're eating, every bit of meat from a cow is processed from plants. What are the largest animals on the planet?
Dinosaurs.
Most of the dinosaurs, the largest dinosaurs, those are totally
that T-Rex
completely
was
herbivores.
Meat. That T-Rex was eating meat, dog.
Every one of
and
them.
He was swole as
elephants.
Wait.
Every
plankton's not a it's not a
okay, all right. We're gonna have to move the lightning round to Patreon. Ben's defense of himself / lecture pushed us into bonus hours. However, you're forgetting the caveat of Adam's day, which is 3 to 4, sometimes to 5, delicious local hazy IPAs.
Okay, let's
if they have them, if not a standard IPA. Wow. And that's how I finish my night.
Let's say
so. Let's add these up. Let's get these totals.
So that might push me above everyone.
Let's say it's a particularly bad set.
Yeah, and you're in
Ben.
You're in a bad tavern.
You're in a bad town. It's a bad set. You've had 5.
I rarely go to 5, but I'd say 4 is fine.
Okay, let's say 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Hey. Now we're talking.
No. It's not good.
Oh no.
You know this though. You
of course
know
I
this.
Do.
Yeah.
I also work out most days, so fuck it, dude.
Yep.
We're not factoring in all the working out we're doing, right?
All right. I have tallied it all up. I'm ready to go. I'm here.
Drum roll, please, producer Ron. But a drum roll that sounds like French fries banging on the top of a soda cup.
All right. Coming in with the lowest caloric intake myself.
Congratulations.
Wow.
But it's not... I didn't enjoy the trip.
Yeah. We didn't enjoy having to make all those extra stops. So.
Yeah.
The feeling is mutual.
And I want you to know, I almost passed out on stage twice.
Okay. All right.
So, no, I will usually, and I encourage people to come to the Patreon because the lightning round is the big part of it because
fire.
There is after 2 shows.
No more rules.
Watch out, fucking so, froyo place. Yeah.
This guy gets a whole grain focaccia. With some canned mushrooms on top. All right.
Fuck you, Andrew. I come
in
at 16.
Vegan drifter.
Yeah. The 1,671 calories.
That's
low.
You need 2,000.
No.
You
got to
hit 2,000.
I don't know if you knew. I have an addictive personality.
I knew.
So I like a beagle. We'll eat sometimes until I don't realize how much, because I just am, and that's why my weight has fluctuated in the past, because I haven't. So I track it, and I would probably add more. I would usually like get like a Kind bar, even though that has a lot of sugar, or something from a, you know, just to add to that protein or whatever. Next up, Adam, 2800
with the beers.
With the beers.
Okay. Because I'll only do that one
change is needed, but
I'll only do that one night of the two that I'm there, because I'm getting up early to get home the next time. So,
yeah. My only concern with you, Adam, is that you're probably not taking in enough calories throughout the day. You could probably look to take in.
Listen, if that double tree's got a cookie in the lobby, what? I'm not going to fucking eat that.
It's okay. Don't do that ever again.
Mr. Stan, and then, the double tree over here.
Let's not talk about the double tree.
Somebody's doing real tree. Well.
Coming in next. Andrew, 3,340 calories. Woo.
Hey, I like to get a head start on the next day. Sue me.
His second sue me of the episode. Yeah, very it's probably litigious. It's the legal stance.
Well, Troy's
you
a lawyer.
Took.
Yeah. I know. Troy I want to make Troy feel at home.
Old litigious Orvidal. And then last, and I'm sorry, but we should add the caveat that you would not usually eat three meals in a day.
Almost never.
Yeah. You're somewhere, I lost count, only because of the corn threw it off. Somewhere around 4,000 calories with your meal, 3,900 to 4,000.
Okay.
That's living.
Okay, what about if it's just my dinner meal?
Just the Texas Roadhouse.
That's like your whole meal in a day.
There you go.
That's about 2,000 calories.
That's not bad.
No.
Dietary swish.
No. No, no, that is not
fucking bullseye.
Yeah, that's what they call
one dark.
It.
Welcome to Texas Roadhouse. Would you like the dietary swish?
Well, I want to say Andrew felt bad about himself. I did. You guys insulted the shit out of me.
Yep.
Yeah, you deserve
but
it.
Troy, you stood tall.
Yeah, man.
You owned all of this, and I appreciate the hell out of that.
Hey, you know, I mean, you're on the road, man. You got to like make it fun. You're about to have to go like bomb for 45 minutes in front of a bunch of like 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, also, I'm not going to eat a salad after that.
Also, one generation ago, it was heroin and prostitutes. So, like, good for us, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
but
the big thing.
Both those
is
probably
that
better than what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Yeah.
Well, I think whatever we got out of this, there were healthy options there. I hate promoting chains. I would say eat and look up, find something local in the area that in the town that you go to.
We should say thank you to Troy Walker for doing this episode.
Troy, you're the fucking best. Do you got stuff coming up?
Nah, just working at the job, man. Just
congratulations.
Thank you.
You're writing for Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Yeah,
which
man.
Rule
which the new guys.
Support Troy, watch Kimmel.
All joking aside, they are so lucky to have you.
Thank you.
Anybody who knows Troy, find his comedy. If you don't, I mean, if you don't know Troy, find his comedy. If you do, go back, refine Troy.
Never,
like it's brand new.
And just in closing, it's never a bad idea to examine your eating habits on the road. See if you can do a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think this was more fun just to talk about and give you a glimpse into what it's like to be a comic on the road. But
speaking of fun, Ben, what should we do now?
What should we do? I think
let's take another break.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our show that is back and better than ever, bigger. It's been great. Let's listen to some more Troy. When we come back, there's more show. We're going to give you next episode's challenge, etc. Stay tuned.
Man, I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back in my home state of Colorado, where there's no laws. There's no fucking rules here, man. I didn't know that until I like moved away, and then like other people live like in like an organized society. Because like I feel like I barely even see marijuana in LA, even though it's like legal there too. But like back here, the police pull you over, they're like, "Do you have marijuana?" You're like, "No." They're like, "Well, you can take mine, but don't let it happen again." Fucking insane. Even like growing up here, like I like tell people like what my childhood was like growing up here, and they'll like look at me like I told them I got thawed out of a block of ice or some shit. Just like because the amount of shit that like you can do here, like it's just like insane, like outdoorsy shit. Like I can do so many things that a 30-something black dude should not be able to do. Like I can ski, I can snowboard, I can fucking pan for gold.
Like, most people never pan for gold. Done it multiple times. Know a lot of shit about prairie dogs. I don't even know why. Like, really, when you graduate from a Colorado high school, they shouldn't even give you a diploma. They should just give you, like, a coonskin hat. It's, like, embroidered with all the wax paper leaf collages you've made and shit, right? It's weird growing up. Perfect example, right? Went to Denver Public Schools. Denver Public Schools owns a bunch of land up in the mountains called Ballarat. And when you're in fourth, yeah. And when you're in fourth and fifth grade, you go up there for a few days and you hike around and make cornbread and wood-fired ovens and other Unabomber shit like that, right? And if you didn't go, you're probably like, well, there must be some responsible adult counselors they send with you. Maybe even people that know a little bit about the outdoors, right? Nope. High school sophomores. It's like a state-sanctioned Lord of the Flies up there. And the culmination of the trip is a night hike where they take all the kids up in the mountains at night and make you walk back by yourself. Flashlight? No. Map? Uh-uh. Pissing yourself? You're goddamn right you are. And then you guys just decriminalize magic mushrooms? Because, like, what could go wrong? What could possibly go wrong when that's already the culture? There's no rules. You can talk on your phone when you drive. You can have the darkest window tint on your car while you're doing it, I guess, because they figure the headlights reflecting off the snow is enough or some shit. There's no fucking no rules. Colorado's like if your cool uncle was a state. Like, our current state motto is Colorado, the centennial state. They should change it to Colorado. Don't tell your parents I'll let you do this shit, huh?
We are back. My God, what a challenge. That was a lot of fun. If you can even call it a challenge, but I'll tell you what. It was a good time, and I appreciate Troy Walker being a part of the episode. Thank you so much, Troy. And thank you to the Buntport Theater for letting us use your facilities to talk
just
about
just
food.
Sweat back there. Yeah,
thanks for letting us sweat in your costume house. Andrew, the listener might notice there's no Ben Roy anymore. He's on the road living this challenge.
Yeah. It's been 15 seconds of the show and no Ben. You know he's not here. He's not currently present.
It's me and Andrew bringing this puppy home.
He's out on tour. He's living, living like he said, buying bananas at gas stations, trying his hardest to catch COVID at venues coast to coast. So we wish him well.
By God, he'll do it. So that means you and I can plug our projects without Ben just hogging all the plugs. What do you got going on, dude? Tell me about you.
Well, tonight I'm performing in Denver. There's shows down at the Civic Center, and I'm going to be on that show. It's an insane lineup. You can get tickets at cclaughs.com, and the first 100 people get like a free slice of pizza and a beer. So that'll be cool. And then a month from yesterday, September 9th, I'm going to be at the Comedy Fort. I'm giving advance notice to all my friends at Fort Collins, because they never seem to get enough notice. So now I'm giving it to you. You have a month to hire a babysitter. I'll be up at the Comedy Fort on September 9th.
Fort Collins, if you don't go see Andrew Overdahl at the Comedy Fort, fuck you. I'll just say it right now.
Wow.
I got some plugs, thanks, too. I'm going to Milwaukee. August 20th and 21st at the Laughing Tap. I've never played there. I love the city of Milwaukee, so if you're in the area, come on out, please, and tell your friends. And also,
Milwaukee, if you don't go see Adam, get fucked.
Thank you.
You're dead to this podcast.
Exactly.
I like this. This is how we should promote all of our shows.
I like this too. I was doing a one-man show before the pandemic, and I was going to the Fringe Festival with it, and I was all excited, and then everything happened, but I'm booting it back up. It's called Happy Place, and if you'd like to see it, I'm doing it at the Bug Theater on September 4th, so please come out to that. Hey, and speaking of plugs at the Bug, Grolix, baby, August 28th, we're back, and we've got a hell of a lineup. Janae Burris is on the show, first time ever. I can't believe that, but Janae's on the show.
That is baffling to me.
It's baffling that we haven't had her.
She's the best.
I'm thrilled to have her. Kate McLaughlin's on the show. She's very funny, and we're bringing Chris Fairbanks to town.
One of our favorites of all time.
If you don't come out to see Chris Fairbanks, you're dead to us. You're dead to Fairbanks. You're dead to comedy. You're dead inside. Also,
and we even have a secret guest. Yeah. You're also dead to the secret special guest. So
dead to the secret special guest. So coming out to the Grolix, August 28th, Bug Theater, y'all. And let's just keep plugging, dude. We're on Patreon, as you may know. We got a very strange boy crazy episode up there. We got ad-free episodes for everyone, and we have exclusive merch for our top tiers. So why don't you join us? Patreon.com/GrolicSaves. There's a link in the show notes to this episode. If you don't join our Patreon community...
Oh, boy.
You are
fuck
fucking...
off.
I mean,
capital
don't even,
period.
Don't talk to us. Don't look at us. Don't think about us. If you're not on our Patreon, we're just get out of our lives.
Mm-hmm. And if you're a new listener, go ahead and smush that subscribe button with your nose. Just bend over and do it. Smash
you're
it.
You're not subscribing and following us.
Oh, boy. It goes without saying.
Absolute
take a hike.
I am so mad at the people that are not writing reviews about our show.
You can find us wherever you enjoy podcasts, and yeah, tell your friends about us. If you do not mention the show to your friends and family,
you
loved ones,
tell seven friends like a chain letter about this show. You will have 100 years of bad luck, and your ancestors, your progeny will as well,
and 1,000 years of me saying fuck you all
fuck
the time
you.
To
fuck
you,
you.
These episodes come out every other week on Tuesdays, but on the off weeks, we'll drop something on Patreon. And if you want to find us on social media, it's easy. @GrolicsComedy. We're all over there.
If you don't fucking seek us out and find us on social media. As always, thanks to Roadside Attraction producer Ron Doyle. And our theme music is provided by the ever-convenient Charlie Continental. Follow
so
him.
So smooth. He's like the 7-Eleven of music. Always open. Has
he
everything
really
you
is.
Want.
And free Slurpees on July 11th, courtesy of Chuck Coffee.
All right, well, what should we do next episode? What's our next challenge?
I have no flipping idea, friend, because Ben's out of town. We
yeah,
really
normally it's just
it.
Ben making us do activities that he already yeah. enjoys. So
I'm lonely, and I like this. Do it with me. We'll pretend it saves the world. He's not here.
Let's hitchhike to Saskatchewan, Natigan style. You and me, we're going to Natigan it all the way up to Canada.
I like it. I like it. Maybe we should motorcycle diary it through South America, Che Guevara style.
Neither of us know how to ride a motorcycle, so.
No. So. Sidecar. We'll be in a sidecar. Ben will ride. It'll be a motorcycle with two sidecars. You and I are in it going through South America with
so
Ben.
Truly a dick-shaped motorcycle. Perfect for the Grolics.
Here come three dicks, South America.
Both good ideas. Well, tune in next episode and see which one we land on.
Yeah. Now, normally this is when Ben would say his catchphrase to end the episode. It's the only reason he does the episode, as he reminds us every single time. Ben's not here. And in case he listens to this episode, which I doubt he will.
But he will be listening just for this part.
I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of either one of us saying it. It's going to be unsaid.
I love it. I love it. We're adults. We don't need to yell a catchphrase to end a podcast. We can just simply quietly turn off the lights as we just end the show. Fade to black.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, producer Ron.
Goodbye, everyone.